We will move on to 20 year-end reports. Director Van Meteren.
Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling, Jeff Van Meteren, Parks and Rec Division Director. Yeah, I want to first off thank my staff that just presented a large variety of different things we get involved in, from snowmobiles to training. So I'm very appreciative of the staff we have and like everything they get done. So I want to start off with our reports, and I'm going to end with some goals for this next year. Page item 20 in your book there, I'm not sure what the page number is, but we'll start off with the revenue report for December. Again, a great month. Again, this report, just so you know, does start to take into account some of the new fees that we implemented on December 15th. So just keep that in mind. Again, great annual license sales with Christmas coming around. We really promote that. They have become more and more popular. It's just a practical gift to give people the great outdoors through a park license. That's something we want to really continue to promote. We had some pretty decent weather the first half of the month, so great sales there. The one item you'll notice is our motor coach permit was down this month. We're just waiting on a payment. It's coming. Checks in the mail, as they say. 57% increase in our license sales, outstanding. Camping, that 8% is primarily two things. That's our lodging that we continue to promote on a monthly basis, and then advanced reservations. So really excited about that. The rest of that, just kind of incidental stuff, all ends up totaling 13% for the month. So very pleased with that. I'll quickly talk about the year-to-date reports and then maybe answer or try to answer any questions you might have. Again, the second annuals down there in the year-to-date chart, those were phased out in July of 1st of this year, so that's why we have the negative number there. A lot of those sales got pushed into the double license sales, thus the increase there. But as a staff, as a division, for us to see 7% overall increase in our annual license sales and a 6% increase in our daily license sales, that is just outstanding. Those are new people we're attracting to the outdoors, so we're really excited about that. I think we're finally, hopefully, past the COVID dip of coming down, which we knew was going to happen. 2% increase in our camping sales for the year, awesome. We're really excited about that. Overall, a 5% increase. I think it just speaks volumes to that we were able to retain a lot of those folks that we introduced into our campgrounds, into our day use operations during COVID, and fortunately we were able to retain a great plenty of those, ending the year with a 5% increase in our overall revenue. So really excited about that. Any questions before I move on?
Questions for Director Van Meteren? Seeing none.
Okay. We'll move into visitations. It's been a while since you've seen our visitations report. Unfortunately, this is one of those things that will cause a lot of directors to lose their hair over time, because there's just a lot of factors that come into visitations. Counters go bad, road construction, a lot of things that can influence our visitations. But overall, for the month of December, not a big month typically, saw some pretty decent use. We had some construction projects that really affected some of our numbers. For example, Lewis and Clark, they're down 45%. Well, we had an entrance road, one of our primary entrance roads, closed during this period of time. You take out one major entrance road in your park, and that's going to affect the numbers pretty drastically. Year to date, probably something more important to focus on. We ended the year about dead even with last year. We are up 10% over a 13-year average on our visitations. Generally speaking, you know, visitations follows our camping units and license sales. So, again, we're pretty excited about that we're able to maintain those visitations coming off, again, that COVID high. So, overall, I think this was the third or fourth highest year we've had in visitations over the last 10 years. So, yeah. Camping numbers, which are always a little more solid, don't have some of the environmental factors influence these numbers as much as our visitations. If you look at the camping numbers for December, again, we had a good month. Granted, the numbers in December don't add up to a lot, but we're up 18% at the end of the month. If you were to go down those numbers and look at some of those increase, almost every park where we're up significantly had a lodge associated with that park. We've been really pushing the lodge, and I'm going to speak to that here in a little bit. But anyway, and then year to date, we ended the year again 2% over last year. That's almost 6,500 camping units. So we're super excited about that. Again, stories behind each one of these numbers. You know, we had some parks that experienced some floods that show the negative numbers in there. Examples of that are like Lake Herman and Big Sioux and Lake Vermilion, three of our driving parks. That just tells us we can increase those next year. But we lost visitation and camping units in those parks due to, in some cases, the parks being shut down for weekends or months at a time. So we really feel good about these numbers, and going into next year, we think there's some ground to gain. In particular, one of the real highlights for me was seeing the numbers at both Yankton and out at Angostura turn around this last year. They were down the year before. Seeing the parks on the Upper Missouri River and the District 11 and 12 areas, basically on Oahu, for the most part, all had really good numbers this year, and that was due to the fishing. So fishing helps us. We help fishing. So it kind of goes back and forth there. So with that, maybe I could ask Liz to pull up my goals for 2025. Maybe before I get into those, any questions on those reports?
Questions from the commission? Seeing none.
Okay, goals. So Secretary Roebling asked, challenged us to come up with some goals for this year. We like goals. Goals drive us. It helps us focus our work and our attention. And I'll get to a couple of examples of that. But we're hoping for or shooting for another 2% increase in our camping units this next year. This last year, our camping unit numbers were the third highest ever on record. We're hoping to hit 365,000 this next year, really capitalizing on some of the slow weekends we get, like after the holiday weekends, Memorial Day, and then 4th of July. There's always a little dip there. Still have some capacity during the midweek. And then the shoulder season. But one of the phenomena we really picked up on this year was the back-and-forth cancellations and picking up of reservations that goes on in the last 2 weeks before a reservation actually happens. There is a lot of horse trading, as they say, that goes on there. People, things change in their lives, and then those sites go back on the open market. And we've got to figure out a way to better sell those. So that's something we're really going to be working on. People will say, well, I just didn't make a reservation because there's nothing available. No, you'd be surprised in those last 2 weeks how many sites do pop up because of those cancellations. So we're excited to kind of look into that and capitalize on that. We feel like there's room to grow our numbers there. Visitations, we want to hit 8.1 million people. Again, capitalizing on our marketing opportunities, especially with trails and beaches and the fishing, with our park theme being Make a Splash, we feel like we can go many different directions with that theme this year. So we think there's room to do that. Lodging growth. Over the last 2 years, we've seen an increase in 34% of our lodging units. We still think there's some capacity there, so we've just set a goal of increasing our lodging rentals by another 11% this next year. That would almost have us hit 5,000 lodging units for the year, so we're excited about that. As you know from past commission meetings, we have a ton of projects coming up this next year. We've got close to $20 million in ARPA-funded projects between this past year and ones that are even going to start this next year. Large-scale projects where we're replacing whole waterline systems, sewer systems in our parks. Money that we were able to acquire from the federal government. We actually were given some additional money to help complete these projects so that other agencies can spend. So we're excited about that. As part of that, we'll also be doing some ADA-related projects. That could be anything from, remodeling the inside of a building to accommodate doorways and things like that, but just even providing sidewalks to some of our structures. That's something we're always working on. And then we just got done hearing our program participant numbers. We want to reach, just in parks, we were a little right over 90,000 this last year. We want to reach 100,000 people. That would be a 9% increase. And then also, as you heard Ryan speak about the Black Hills Snowmobile Trail program, we want to better understand our use patterns out there. We've got some major decisions to make with easements and trail routes, and we don't want to misstep there. We want to know what's going on those trail sections so we can make better economic decisions in those leases. Lastly, we want to increase our volunteer pool hours by 5%. So we keep on recruiting those volunteers. People like working with us. They like coming alongside of us. Maybe we can get Commissioner Locken to run one of those large groomers out there on the snowmobile trail. I noticed his head kind of picked up when somebody said diesel engine. So it's not much different than a combine. It's just harvesting snow instead of corn. With that, I'll stop. I could go on and tell you I want to lose 20 pounds and retain my hair, but we'll stop with that. So,
any questions or comments? Very good. It looks like a good set of hefty goals for 2025.
Thank you, and thank you for all your support. We do appreciate the questions, the interest in our programs. We really do, and all that you've done to support us as well.
Thank you for that, Director Van Meteren.
Thank you.
And with that, it is 5 p.m. Central Time. We've got items 21 through 29 to take up tomorrow morning. We will begin at 8 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Mountain Sharp. With that, we will be in recess until tomorrow morning.